Ultra-Orthodox men in Israel used to study in Jewish seminaries full-time, but more ultra-Orthodox are now entering the workforce and therefore the secular world for the first time. And Piers Laurent Freire reports that some of them are finding jobs in Israel's high-tech sector.
What happened to you, guys?
In an ultra-Orthodox enclave of Jerusalem, Yosef Erman watches his children play in the street while his wife prepares for the Jewish Sabbath. Erman wears a black suit and skull cap. He's juggling Bible study, family life, and his first job at age 33.
I had two kids already. I didn't have any income. It was a question of responsibility to step up and make a living for my family.
So Erman left the Jewish seminary, or yeshiva, where he'd studied since childhood. He'd never taken math or science. They weren't part of the curriculum.
I realized I don't have any education in the workforce. I was looking for jobs. I didn't get any interviews, anything. So what happened was I reached Kamatech.
Kamatech is a company that helps the high-tech industry recruit ultra-Orthodox workers. It gets some money from the Israeli government as part of an effort to better integrate them into the mainstream, things like the army and workforce, and reduce their dependence on welfare. Kamatech CEO Moshe Friedman is ultra-Orthodox himself and knows how hard it is to find work outside the community.
So, for example, if I want to be a rabbi, I have a lot of friends that can find me a very good job, but if I want to be an engineer, in a company like Microsoft or Cisco, I don't know any person that work in these companies.
So Friedman is trying to change that. By taking a busload of ultra-Orthodox on a tour of the Israel offices of Facebook, Google, and Microsoft. Daniel Warren Klein, in his black hat and beard, describes the reception they've been getting.
After the first, like, what are you doing here? People are just great all over.
Government statistics out this year show for the first time a majority of ultra-Orthodox men now work. It's worth mentioning that ultra-Orthodox women, who typically don't attend yeshivas as long, work in even greater numbers. Both men and women want to join the high-paid tech sector. Nimrod Kozlovsky is a venture capitalist scouting for talent. He says studying ancient Bible logic can actually prepare someone to write computer code.
Sometimes we say, okay, it's probably would be impossible. They've not studied math or English, and we're shocked. They pick up in months how to do programming.
There are obstacles. Companies have to provide kosher food, and in some cases, offices segregated by gender. Some rabbis forbid the kinds of smartphone apps these tech workers are designing. They insist on so-called kosher phones that don't connect to the internet, a distraction from holy life. Back in his ultra-Orthodox neighborhood of Jerusalem, Yosef Erman says after leaving yeshiva, he got a degree in electrical engineering and landed a job with a solar energy firm. His rabbi allowed it, as long as Erman continued studying the Bible. His neighbors were skeptical at first.
Of course, they look at you different. They don't understand how could it be an engineer, religious. But they learn.
He says some of his neighbors are even asking him for career advice now. Lauren Freier, NPR News, Jerusalem.